neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
If two people, two Yehudi fight, and one harm the other one. So now here, Tazan Usha mentions Rapoya Rape. That means he has to take him to the doctor. So now here, Gemara learns that it's given permission to the doctors to heal. So what does it mean? Because we learned in the parasha 2 weeks ago, Ki ani Hashem Rofecha. It says in the pasuk that the expert doctor is who? So Olam Shalki ani Hashem Rofecha is the pasuk that we mentioned right after Shacharit. So now, so if Hashem is the Rofe, so I come here, it says you have to take him to the doctor. And beside that, it says Vechi Yeribon Anashim. Have you ever seen two Yehudi fight?
No.
No, Chas v'Shalom. So I come here, he says, V'chi Yeribon Anashim, and then he says, one hits another one. So how could it be such a thing?
Cannot be.
Sorry?
The two did not hit each other, just one hit the other. So we still have one good, one bad.
No, it says, right. So here, there's a beautiful message. And that is why Tratasha is telling us if there's a physical harm, so then you take him to the doctor. How about if it's not physical? Let's say you said something to somebody that he didn't like it. So you say, is there a special doctor to fix that? Is it? No. Because if he's hurt, Dolmeat, in Olam Elyon, and next Gilgulim, he's not going to forgive you. There's no fixing. So here we learn that when the Torah says if a Yehudi, Chas v'Shalom, harmed another Yehudi, so then it's fixable. You take him to the doctor, you know, give him some medicine, maybe some bachiye, some stitches, you know, you fix it. But if one is hurt, you don't see him anymore. You know, he leaves and that's it. Because there's no bandage for this. Well, it depends how big an apology it is. Yeah.
3 times until you gave his...
Well, the practicality of the matter is, it hasn't happened yet. You have to say Shefianu. But the point of matter here is, when people are hurt, maybe they forgive you, but they never forget. So now here, back to our subject. How come Torah Osha permits that you take somebody to the doctor? And beside that, we heard and we learned Yisurin is good or is not good?
Excellent.
You see? So now, if he's going through Yisurin, so let him say, Min HaShamayim, no? No?
Yeah.
So how come here he says, take him to the doctor?
You cannot wait for a miracle.
Say? No, you say, this is from Shamayim. He hit me, so Hashem told him to hit me.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
So by here he says, you take him to the doctor.
Two different subjects, I don't understand. What got the...
No, if he's the messenger of the Hashem, so now you have to bear with it. You have to accept it. You have to meqabel yisurim be'ahava. But here he says, no, take him to the doctor. So if you take him to the doctor, so then he will fix him, then he doesn't have any more pain.
So that's the remedy of Hashem.
The what?
That's the medicine of Hashem.
Why?
He's not going to suffer for the rest of his life.
Why not? But it says in Parashat Erev that just like a father that directs his children, Ribono Shel Olam is the same way he's directing us. He put us through nisyonot, yisurim, hardship.
So it has a time period, even the years.
I'm sorry?
The hardship, it has a time period. So when the time they take him to the doctor, the time is over for him. To suffer anymore.
Just let's say when he goes to the doctor, what happens when he goes to the doctor?
Give you medicine to cool you down.
So when he gives the medicine, what happens?
You get better.
Which doctor do you go to?
And yet, going to doctor is also part of the dream, because he gives you medicine, he gives you medicine, fixes something, bring 10 other problems. So the Yisurim stays.
Yisurim for who?
For the one who is taking the pain.
For the one that is being harmed, or for the doctor, which one?
Yisurim for the one who is being harmed.
How about the doctor now?
The doctor is harmless child.
No, but he's going to Yisurim also because he gave him a wrong pill. First he gave him white, then it doesn't work, gave him yellow, then red, then green, then he gets angry at him. So okay, who's...
You gotta say the doctor said Kaddish.
If the doctor gives the wrong pill, the Yisurim is continuing.
For who?
For the doctor and the patient, both.
Ah. So it's a very beautiful message here is that actually there are other people involved in here. Rentosan also says, Rapoye Rape, you have to take him to the doctor. It doesn't make sense. Why? Because Ribono Shel Olam already informed us, Ki ani Hashem Rofecha. I, as we say in Lachash every day, what does he say? Rofe, Chole, Amon Yisrael. So what are you saying to take him to the doctor? So here, actually, the one that was hit is a messenger to fix the doctor. Yes, because Gemara says, and he has pain, so obviously he has to do teshuvah, right?
Yes.
So now, let's say if the doctor has a headache, right? Or he has a cold, so he knows what the medicine he should take. Good? So now, because he right away, he can heal himself, he doesn't do the right teshuvah. The whole purpose of going through the pain was to do
teshuvah.
So that's...
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.